Now.
That's what we're trying to do for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you another month reprieve.
I'd like to call to order the first of our three meetings this evening. Hope it's not a long evening. Three nights in a row. I would also like to ask you to turn off your cell phones. Do not put them on vibrate or silent, but turn them off. They mess with our recording. So this is one we have to double check, Mr. Mark.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay. First item on the meeting, the organizational meeting of the Board of School Trustees, West Lafayette Community School Organization, approval of the agenda for this particular meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Rausch, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The agenda is approved. Next item under routine business is the board vacancy appointment. It is with pleasure that I introduce to everyone and present for appointment Mr. Brian Bittner. We welcome you to this auspicious group. Some nights more auspicious than others. And if you would like to come up and join us, and I believe the next thing...
Take a vote.
Oh, well, excuse me. Do not approach the table. We need a nomination. We need a... I move.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Springer, that we do, in fact, appoint Brian Bittner to this position. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Now recovering. Mm-hmm. Brian, do you accept the appointment?
I accept. Thank you very much.
Next to Mr. Marley, and we will be keeping an eye on the two of you.
Yeah,
next to each other. We'll break that up later. Just scan through that really quickly.
Yeah.
And now Mr. Reiling is here to swear the oath of office for Mr. Karpik, Mrs. Rausch, Mrs. Springer, and Mr. Bittner. Newly elected, just elected.
Down there. And if you would, each of you would raise your right hand or read along with me or read your oath. I,
Brian Bittner.
Go ahead. Start again.
Okay, let's go.
I
can't
get past it. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of Indiana, and the laws of the United States and the State of Indiana. I will faithfully execute the duties of my office as a member of the Board of Trustees of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, so help me God. Congratulations.
That was different. That was a different approach.
After the Chief Justice, anybody.
It's always way too long to remember.
Right, Helen will notarize your signatures, so go ahead and do that.
Okay, I guess my last official act will be to begin the election for president for this next year.
Thank you.
May I nominate someone?
Sure.
I would like to place the name of Alan Karpik in nomination for president of the school board. Happily replace the name of Alan. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter, seconded by Mrs. Rausch, that we elect Alan Karpik to serve as president of the West Lafayette Board of School Trustees. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Alan, the passing of the gavel. Now does he take over?
No, you got to do the other two.
Okay, then we have a seat. Someone else like to, Karen, do you want to? Oh, no.
No, I will.
Well, Dottie, why don't you do it?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Karen Springer for vice president.
Second, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Moved and seconded by Mrs. Roush and Mrs. Anderson that Karen Springer become the Board of Trustees vice president. Is there discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Karen, you are the vice president. Applause. So, Dottie, it's going to be tense now to see if you get applause.
I would like to nominate Dottie Roush to serve as secretary of the Board of School Trustees.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mr. Karpik, that Dottie Roush becomes secretary of the Board of School Trustees. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Dottie, you are the new secretary. The seating of the board president, I was going to wax eloquent before I leave this position, but I'm going to continue to wax as the board moves along here. I'll just move to a new spot, and if now we play rotating chairs and bread, you need to move to the other side of the table.
I do.
You know? Karen, I'm calling dibs on your chair.
Okay.
Where do I go?
See, I hope I don't pick up. You should have this.
Okay.
And this.
I'll give you a hug, though.
Well, should I just... Diane, why don't I just trade the Dottie for right now?
Okay.
It's easier than all this.
Well, I've
got a lot of
green
with Alan.
Yeah. Right
and
my stuff. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is my savings bank.
This is my. I don't know if my.
Actually, Diane,
I'm poor Brad. I just have a habit of sitting down. Don't ask me.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to make sure
that. I'm not sure.
This is crazy. I've got to lay it up. I've been waiting for this. Yeah, it's like having my teacher next to me.
I will prepare my 16-minute acceptance speech. I want to say a couple things. One, what an honor to be appointed. This is a group of people that I've grown to admire a great deal in my 4 years and realize all the things I still don't know, but I'm excited for the challenge. It is a hard to replace a living legend in Diane Sauter, and she's kept the seat warm. We won't make any comments about that for 6 years, but much more than warm. She's been a phenomenal leader for me and my time on the board, and she's run entertaining, and I hope I can run meetings as efficiently as she has. She's done much more than that. Kathy Anderson, who will leave as secretary, these two people, if you really look at how much has changed in this board in the last 4 to 6 years, these two people have done so much to be a part of that. And Kathy, I certainly appreciate your service and your friendship. Dottie and Karen, old board experts, and I look forward to the opportunity to work with you. And Brad and Brian, I think the neat thing about this board is that Diane is mother to everyone, so she has kids. She did have kids in the schools, but now everyone here has kids in the schools. We have a very vested interest, obviously, in what happens, and feel like we're custodians very much to this enterprise of school in West Lafayette, Indiana, and we take that very seriously, and I appreciate the fact that is a common bond, but I also appreciate the fact, and I'm going to assume Brian will be the same way, that I have enjoyed and appreciated that this group puts kids first, and it's about the kids, it's not about anything else, and I think that's an extremely important attribute for us to have as a board. So we look forward to getting to work, and we will start that now. First, I think we want to do our board appointments for 2010. 11 for school corporation treasurer and bond, the $100,000 bond for Ross Sloat. I need a motion.
So moved.
We have the motion. Second?
Second.
It was moved by Mrs. Sauter and second by Mr. Marley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion? I guess, you know, I'm gonna, like I said, it's going to take me a while to get up to Diane's feet. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Ross, you're all set. Extracurricular accounts, treasurer and bond, $25,000 for Patty Bogus.
Move approval.
Second.
Mrs. Springer, second by Mrs. Roush. Any discussion? All in favor of the appointment? Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. School corporation physician, current rate of $397 per month, Chester Ho, MD.
Move approval.
Move approval by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
By Mr. Marley. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? School corporation attorney, a current rate of $235 per hour, Robert C. Riling, Jr. Need a motion?
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter. Now moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Sauter. This time I'll ask for discussion. I've hit 3 out of 4 so far, so I'm okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none? Thank you, and Bob will look forward to working with you as well. Other business, resolution to readopt current board bylaws and policies. Need a motion for that as well.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter, second by Mrs. Roush. Any discussion on
this? Is there a need to read this?
No.
I don't know. I don't think we have in the past.
But we will be working, hopefully, this year on updating those policies. We meant to do that last year, but got tied up with a couple of events.
Imagine that.
Do we have a motion on the table?
Yes.
Sauter Roush. Any additional discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Approval of school board meeting dates, August through January. First, let me take a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second. Mrs. Rouse, second by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
Is this different from what it has been in the past?
Yes. It is different from what it
has been. Yes.
Sure. What I'm recommending is that we move our board meetings to the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. It does help us with a variety of things. As we get closer to the start of school, the board meeting would be right before school starts. Helps us also with budget calendar, because the budget calendar has adjusted for Indiana code, and now the budgets are basically due in November, you know, rather than the September deadline, and so this also will help us in legal ads and doing budget adoptions and that sort of thing, although we have an anomaly in mid-August, but other than that, it really coincides with what we need to do legally.
We don't have any work sessions. Well, we have a few scheduled here, but this does not preclude us from having work sessions at other times.
Correct.
Well, this still reflects the first and third.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it does?
This current, yes.
Well,
except for August.
September, October, November.
Yeah, you're right.
And it does say at the bottom.
Well, that's right. I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking. We had a calendar beat. You were right. I was doing it off my head, and that is correct. We went to the second Wednesday in August, and then it reverts back to what you had been doing September on, which aligns with the budget. So, my apologies.
So, we will be at first.
So, we aren't going to change.
Right, correct.
All right.
Okay. Somehow, I had it in my head differently, but this other thing, all the meetings were that we had going on. I forgot to adjust it. But in August, we have the second board meeting on Wednesday for the August 11th.
And this just goes through January. If we decided in the new year to make some adjustments, we can do that.
Sure. My apologies. We Kelly and I had two calendars going. We had an A and a B. So I was thinking we were on B&Q.
And we have discussed the second and fourth in the past.
Would it serve the staff better to have a regular meeting the second Wednesday of the month as opposed to the first? Does that give them a little more time?
To me, it gives them a little bit more time. What we wanted to do was, especially with accounts payable and receivable, Misty thought it would be much better to have it on the second Wednesday of the month. But I think we had an issue with the budget calendar and trying to line it up, so we felt going with the budget calendar,
right,
needing to get through that was more important than getting accounts payable to the second Wednesday. So I think after we get through the budget, we can relook at going to the second and fourth Wednesdays if the board is interested in entertaining that.
Okay. Any additional discussion? All in favor of the school board meeting dates as presented, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. We will be there on these dates. All right, now the most exciting part is the adjournment to our regular board meeting. I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Sorry. Mrs. Rouse, second by Mrs. Sauter. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, none. I didn't give you a chance to discuss it, so. This is the one thing I do like about this is it's got that.
Well, go ahead and keep that and let me have your copy of the revised.
Take this up if you need to review. Sometimes I review back to these.
Okay, right here.
Okay, thank you.
I just learned a lesson that it doesn't take the right thing to count.
Yeah. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I just I'm a quick study. Not really. We'll just see. All right. We will start this next meeting. We'll call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting, Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, July 7th, 2010. And I'm going to entertain a motion for approval of the agenda for the July 7th, 2010 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
The revised agenda.
The revised agenda, that would be correct.
So moved.
By Mrs. Sauter, second by Mrs. Springer. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Secondly, and we will move for the approval of the minutes of the May 19, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Exhibit A1. Motion.
And there's a revised copy.
Yeah.
This is by Mrs. Springer.
Yeah. I'll just look at it.
In motion? Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second
by Mrs. Anderson. Any discussion?
I had just noted some corrections as I was looking through them and called them into Helen.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we made them red line. There's a couple typos that I saw as well, I'll point out, but minor. Any additional discussion? All in favor of the minutes of the June 9, 2010 meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion passes. Did I go through this one then?
Yeah, I think you were talking
I didn't do May 19th. I need to go back to that.
Okay.
We will go back. I like to.
That's the one we started.
Yeah, let's go back to the approval of the minutes of the May 19th, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Okay, well, that's what I was.
That's what I went on.
Sorry.
All right, so let's.
You were the only one looking at the other one.
All right.
Because May 9th.
Yeah,
May 19th is the first.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to go back and just do June 9th.
Right.
Approval of the minutes of the June 9th, 2010 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter, second by Mrs. Anderson. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? If I say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Okay. Communication from the audience, current agenda items. And Christy Serra, would you like to approach the board?
Literally? Sure. Many of you met me at the last school board meeting. I came before you and I talked to you about the importance of quality PE, but more importantly, quality education across the curriculum, with no exception to the actual subject area. I gave you some information about my own personal experiences teaching in the West Lafayette School Corporation, being RIFT 4 years in a row, and slowly trying to make my way back into the school corporation that has come to mean so much to my family. As I told you at the last meeting, the position at Cumberland is open, and we have heard a name being floated around for several years. Lo and behold, that person is being recommended to you to fill that position tonight. The person being recommended is a classroom teacher at Happy Hollow, coach. So I have three things that I really need to comment or question somebody on, and I don't know who to address them to, so hopefully somebody standing before me can answer the questions. The first one has to do with the official job posting that was made available when the jobs opened, I guess. The single qualification listed is that of holding an Indiana teacher's license in physical education. And the last time I was here, I had given you some documents beforehand and given you the opportunity to search license information. And it is my understanding that the person being recommended before you this evening does not hold an Indiana teacher's license in physical education.
He does. Rules 4647 allows him to
teach
that.
And I understand that.
Well, DOE approved that. So we're not here to argue that certification.
But the distinction that I'm making is a loophole in allowing someone to teach an area that they have not been to college for, that they have no educational experience in.
Now, you're making assumptions because he has experience in those areas.
Interesting. Okay. So evidently he does. It's not listed on the Department of Education webpage. He is listed as a generalist. So then my second concern is when you compare candidates, and I provided you with a candidate comparison in an email earlier today, a three-page document. One can look down the list, physical education, teacher education courses, because he has a license as a generalist. He has none. But he was required to take a two-credit hour class called Physical Education Methods for Classroom Teachers.
We actually have a board policy that we don't talk about specific people. I mean, if you have general questions about your situation, we'll be glad to do that. When it comes to personnel, the best thing, if you've got questions about a specific person, you can come to me, and based upon Indiana code, I can give you certain pieces of information.
I'd like to do that. I certainly would.
You can make those appointments.
So then, I guess as a school board, then I'm going to go back to another document that I sent you today.
And I guess I would ask that these are all documents we've received, so let's be as really, we'd like to keep this to about 3 minutes. So if you would, make it as brief as possible, we would appreciate that.
I guess my overriding question is, how can this situation, choosing a generalist over any specialist, be considered the best quality educational opportunity for our children? Is this a precedent that the West Lafayette Community School Corporation wants to set for our children?
Here's how I'd answer that as a superintendent. It's the quality of the individual and whom you meet, and do they get along with people? Do they work well with students, staff? What's their background? And all of those things come into play, as well as the knowledge part. There's the knowledge part and there's the art part. Put those together, that gives you the quality.
Certainly.
And so that's how the recommendation came about.
Thank you, Christine.
All I asked for was a chance to express my concerns, and I have that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On to unfinished business, of which I don't think we have any. We'll go on to new business. Happy Hollow Principal Executive Summary, but Rocky, go ahead.
I'd like to recommend Dr. Miller as our principal. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was last time.
We've had an interview committee set up in Happy Hollow. It was run by oversight by Ron Schreiner. And we had some wonderful teachers and staff members and parents on that. There were 35 applications submitted for Happy Hollow Principalship. I believe the committee interviewed five and sent two of the top candidates to the board. And after multiple interviews and speaking with references, it is my pleasure to recommend to the board Margaret Shufardu, who is a West Lafayette graduate and is currently principal at Twin Lakes. And unfortunately, she cannot be here tonight because she's in Cyprus with her family that they've been planning this vacation for a month. So I did speak with her from Cyprus today, indicated it would be my intent to recommend to the board appointment of her, of this position to her beginning August 2nd. And I'd like to put that recommendation forth to the board for your consideration.
I would like to move the hiring of Margaret Shufardu.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter. Second by Mrs. Roush. That has personal view.
Yes.
Any further discussion?
We were very impressed with Margaret, with her professionalism, with the answer she gave to us. We were incredibly impressed, and I think the community will be very pleased with Margaret.
Additional discussion? All in favor of Ms. Shufardu, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. So we're looking forward to working with Margaret when she gets back, and she'll be back
August 1st.
August 1st.
And she starts August 2nd.
That's how things work around here.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to mess up her family vacation that's been planned for 3 years. And I thought maybe we all could have our meeting in Cyprus, but I couldn't get passports for everyone.
Yeah, it didn't work. Now we'll move on to the part-time director of pupil services, Rocky.
Yes, as you might recall, in May, I introduced the concept of hiring a business manager consultant with the idea of replacing Mike Turner, who would be leaving June 30th. And in order to accommodate that and the possibility of a part-time director of pupil services, we will reduce in force the deputy treasurer's position. Also, we are looking at reducing in force a full-time curriculum secretary to part-time so that we can actually still have a savings in central office and fill some spots that I think are critical moving forward with the school district. And so we posted the part-time director of pupil services. We had three candidates apply, and the one candidate that had the most outstanding documents, resume, background, and we know her quite well is Dr. Sally Miller. And so I'm very proud to recommend to you, Dr. Miller is our part-time director of pupil services. This is kind of the retire, rehire opportunity that the state does provide for school districts. And I present her before you for your consideration.
Need a motion?
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, second by Mrs. Spring. Any additional or any discussion?
Again, we're very pleased.
Second time.
She interviewed quite well. She's very enthusiastic, and we're very excited to have her on board.
And I, too, am very excited to consider this.
Your 16-minute speech will follow here shortly. any additional discussion? All in favor of the appointment of Dr. Miller, the part-time director of pupil services, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Congratulations, Dr. Miller.
Thank you.
Dr. Miller or Dr. Millen, would you like to?
I do want to say something, and I would like to say that I know Margaret Shufardu. We met 2 years ago when there was a terrible accident in her school district, a special education bus, and 2 children were killed. And somebody suggested to her that they call me to come help them. And I found her to be one of the most caring, devoted, helpful, appreciative principals I have ever met. And in conditions like that, you bond immediately. And we did. And I happened to be in the school in my office cleaning it out when the last round of interviews were going on, and I saw this woman walking down the hall from the cafeteria, and I just couldn't believe it was Margaret. And we kind of ran toward each other in the hallway, and I know how hard she works, and I know how much she cares, and I know how wonderfully positive her spirit is, and how much the children at the school will mean to her, and I'm happy. And I didn't think I would be able to stand up here tonight and say that. I'm equally happy to have a new position. I was the Dr. Miller they called here. And you know, one of the things that we learned when we were putting together all of our information for the referendum is that our administrative staff per pupil is one of the leanest in the state. And I am really thrilled to be able to be of assistance to the other principals. We lost 2 administrative positions in the last 2 years, and also to our superintendent, should he need help. So I'm here, and I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm more grateful than perhaps these short words can ever say. So thank you.
Dr. Miller, do you have anything to say?
Second, so everything I'm going to say, if you drop dead, you don't tell lies anymore. I must just express my gratitude to the Westside School. Sally has been a school principal in New Jersey and New York and here in Indiana, and I know what a marvelous principal and professional she is, but mostly what I'm thrilled about is I know after many decades as a professional educator what she has to offer with her macro view about education, about parents, and about, you know, she will be a phenomenal professional resource at a variety of levels in the school district, and I'm just thrilled that she's going to be part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good news. We'll move on to something not equally as exciting, but very, very important, our boiler systems update. I can beat that. I'm going to let you
sure.
Start.
Let's make Larry talk.
Well, we are. We're just glad to see Larry here.
We are.
Yes.
Glad to see Larry here. We promised the board that as we go through the QSAB projects, we keep you up to date. And the boiler systems have arrived, and Lefty and Larry and Kent have been working very hard on getting those installed. So I just wanted them to give you a brief update on where we are and our progress and where we think we'll be hopefully by the time school starts. So, gentlemen, the floor is yours.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Kent Barr. I'm dressed a little casually today. I was with our daughter, who is an equine veterinarian at Purdue, so it's been a fun day. I'm going to be very, very brief. First, on the boiler systems. At the high school, we're in good shape, probably 65 or 75% completed. We're working on the final flue issue. I talked to Carl today, who is the project engineer. Everybody's pretty comfortable that that's going to be just fine. We will be on schedule, and that will be done. At the grade school, we have a little issue. We have some part, the tanks, the expansion tanks, are not delivered. We can't set the boilers until those are done. There's a question as to when those are going to be shipped. It could be as late as the end of the month. We are talking with them, and they're talking about the week of the 12th, which would be next week. If they arrive next week, we'll squeak in and have everything completed by the 6th of August. If they don't squeak in, don't get here, and we don't get that done, it does not impact the school because it is set up so that the existing boiler, there's a valve, and we can fire the other one for what we need, and then as we are ready, we can transfer to the new system. So that was a backup that was put in here. We did not expect to use it at the moment, but it is here, and that's why it's there. That's the boiler situation. We are also going through on the energy conservation projects. And this is an area where I would really like to mention to you as a board that I and my partners have worked with lots of people over the years. This is a remarkable team you have here. You have Larry, Bob, you have Doug, Curtis, and everybody is working together on these issues. This becomes very critical because what happens is you have a contractor such as Havel EMCOR, who presents suggestions. Somebody needs to sort through those and find out what's the best value for you as the school board and represent you. And Larry and Bob, Doug and Curtis have been right there, and we have been able to winnow through this and choose those that give you the best value and other things that would be nice to do but are not going to give you the value for the money that you want. And so we are sorting through that all the time. You're going to start to see some more of these savings, such as you have with energy in the past. You'll see some more because of decisions that are being made. And so I just wanted to come here this evening and say, you got a team that's working on this and working with us. I mentioned to Larry just a moment ago, one of the fun things about this project for a person such as myself is to attempt to have a group of people who are all smarter than I am. And so each of these folk had very high levels of specialty, and it's just amazing to watch them work together. And so that's the kind of team we have here. Now, I can get into any particulars you want, but I know you have a full agenda, and I just wanted to let you know where we were at.
Excellent.
Thank you, Kent. Any questions from guys?
Thank you very much.
Some encouraging words to hear from the group. So thank you very much. Retirement recognition ribbon cutting ceremony. Now we've moved to already because we've approved the meeting change to August 11th. That said, Rocky, you want to talk about this?
Right. What I'm thinking, if the board would be receptive to this, on August 11th, we would do a ribbon cutting ceremony at Happy Hollow for the new addition. And then also, I think it would be a good time to do a retirement recognition. Sally was asked to get some input about retirement recognitions, and I think Sally has some information from retirees about some of their preferences, so I'd like Sally to give you that information and then leave it to the board for discussion and consideration.
My research, speaking with current retirees from not only our school district but LSC and TSC, granted in my research study I have an N of 13, so I think that they're all out of the country right now. They weren't available to talk. So it's not great, but there did seem to be some consistency in their reports. One is that they appreciated the recognition for the time that they spent. Two, the celebration that they seem to appreciate the most is that celebration with their closest colleagues, the ones with whom, you know, we've been through the wars, and that they really found that to be the most meaningful thing. I proposed what would you think if we had some of our local and state officials present to acknowledge you and thank you for what you have done? They thought that would be great. Nobody said they didn't want to be recognized or appreciated, but it does seem that it is a more personal issue for most people that we celebrated together. I thought about this as Alan said what he feels about the board and the closeness of relationships that you have. That it seems like that's with the person, the people with whom most retirees want to spend their celebration.
So that's the thought we have short term, and I think we can expand this moving forward. I think we need to get back into these kinds of things, but this is the idea that I have. And, again, it's just a recommendation, a thought, and we'd like to get the board input and see if you're interested in doing this or something else.
I'll take a motion.
Move approval.
By Mrs. Roush.
I think we need a motion. Let's just announce what we want to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just on the agenda.
Sure, that's true.
Okay.
It doesn't happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what we're thinking is like a reception with
Pizzas right.
and punch and, yeah. and have
yeah.
that
be nice.
Manny Truman and Sheila and
right.
those guys here. The mayor,
sure. yeah, mayor will be here and Senator Alteen, Sheila, whoever. Randy.
Okay.
And kind of similar to what we did last August at Cumberland, if you might remember that event where we called all the teachers back at the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be calling our retirees back and recognizing them and having a ribbon cutting ceremony. Plus, we got a couple other ideas too that I think you might find interesting.
I bet you do. Great, that sounds more
okay.
from that standpoint. Board policy revision first reading. Rocky.
Yes, we have a board policy about the rainy day fund, and what I am recommending is adding a letter E to the rainy day fund regarding the rainy day fund or the policy for the rainy day fund. Sorry, I said that right. Mm-hmm. And let me just read this to you. The rainy day fund has been established, and transfer funds can only be made to the fund from any fund, lots of funds, with a cash balance other than general fund. The rainy day fund can only be utilized for the following: state budget cuts to general fund, increase in the corporation contribution to group health insurance, and increase in utility costs. This is a concept that I think that moving forward we ought to consider because of what is being predicted will happen with state budgets in December and January. We may see another round of cuts, 5-6%, and I think it would behoove us to start figuring out a way to put some money into the rainy day fund using any cash balance from any other fund except for general fund to help prepare for that event. So this is just a first reading. You don't need to approve this. This will come back for a second reading, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it and see if you had suggestions or questions or comments.
This transfer of funds would take place at the end of the calendar year.
Yes.
Does that need to be so stated in the policy?
You do every budget. You do a resolution for transfer of funds, and so we can put that there, or we can allude to the resolution of the transfer if you wanted to clarify that. We could add something of that kind of statement to it. But so we can't transfer funds unless you do a resolution, and every year we give you a resolution asking you for the permission to do transfer funds.
In some cases, we may want to do it before the end of June because your June cash balance has some effect on your next year's budget. I mean, not in all funds, but depending on the fund we want to transfer from.
Mm-hmm. Where did we get the wording from?
I wrote it off the top of my head.
Do I need to check the punctuation?
Yeah, you need to check the
count. Could I suggest a word?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not us unless we...
Yeah.
Well, great. After okay. you guys for the following, the state budget cuts to general fund, would it be more accurate to say replace enactment of state budget cuts or something like that. It's not utilized for state budget cuts. It's utilized to make up the shortfall resulting from state
sure.
budget cuts.
Yeah, we can work on that phrase.
Precise.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
To you?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a first reading. Too.
Yep.
Yeah,
we can clean that up.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if you want us to allude to something with resolution of transfer of funds or something of that nature, well, we can put that in.
Yeah.
As well.
Response to.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Something else.
No. I was just thinking of Kathy's wording.
Okay.
Feel free to completely discard it if you feel like it. I'm totally fine with that.
Well, if you're all.
Well, we'll see it before.
Yeah,
the
we'll work it out.
But if you're okay with it, what I'll do, I'll send it.
The concept is right.
I'll send it to Mrs. Sauter, and her and I will clean up the verbiage. And then make sure that I've got all my commas in the right place.
Right, I've got that.
If that's okay.
That's right. Read her again.
Maybe a dash or something.
But I have discussed this with the negotiations team.
Good.
The negotiations team is supportive of this concept. It protects the general fund. It protects us. We have additional budget cuts that may happen. And if we do something of this nature, and we get budget cuts in December, January, and we have enough of a cash balance, it would protect teaching jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been an ongoing as I always say, flying a jet, trying to look ahead as much as you can in an environment that is fraught with peril, I guess would be the way you'd say. And so I think it's well stated, and we'll get it cleaned up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we usually, and this I've forgotten, do we usually run policy changes through Julie Slavens?
I usually go through Bob Riley.
Okay.
But I can go through Julie Slavens if you prefer.
I just wondered. I couldn't remember.
Okay. Good question. I'm good. Item 6, status of superintendent's contract. Per board policy 1240, the board will notify the superintendent in July of the status of the superintendent's contract with the corporation. And I'm recommending that the board indicate that the superintendent's contract is status quo, but will all allow for accumulation of unused vacation days for our superintendent.
And Bob Rowan has been contacted.
That is correct.
With reference to that.
And that's just for information
right
at this point. Okay. Any discussion or comments on that? Hearing none. Move on to the next item. Title I program, continuation of program. Dr. Killian?
Federal law requires that the board every year reflect in its minutes that the school board has accepted the application for the Title I programming grant, and I'm recommending that we continue utilizing Title I program to help us with grades K through 3 for reading recovery, jumpstart, etc. And with your approval, we can continue to submit our application and receive federal funds. I think this year we're getting close to 190,000 from the member grants.
A motion for the continuation of Title I program.
Move approval.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Anderson. Any additional discussion?
Is that any change in that?
A little bit higher this year than it was last year.
Any additional discussion? Okay. No additional discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. Item 8, the Huntington Bank resolution to update bank signatures. Dr. Killian.
So we need to With Mr. Sloat on board, we need to update our signature card files, and so we're recommending your approval of that.
Move approval. Second.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse, second by Mrs. Sauter. Any additional discussion? Or any discussion, please? Okay, all in favor? Motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Nine, we have permission to apply for a common school loan. Fund loan, excuse me, Dr. Killian.
It's that time of year where I have the opportunity to write another common school fund loan grant application. Mr. Sloat is amazed that we continue to receive those common school fund loans, which I have been two since we've been doing it. But I think this will be the fifth one, and I'd like to just request your permission to make application. And of course, if we get it, it ends up being about a 1%. Loan from the estate, and it relieves CPF dollars, and it gives our technology guys some great opportunities to do some things that our CPF funds don't allow us to do right now. And I have asked Mark, Zach, and Ben for some input on what we can do with this particular application. And I think Zach and the guys would testify that the common school phone loans have been very helpful thus far.
Oh, yes, extremely. In terms of being able to succeed in those projects or losing extra money.
Need a motion to apply for the Common School Fund Loan.
So moved.
By Mr. Marley. Second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion.
1% is a low rate.
Thank you very much.
That's experience speaking
I'm probably going to be in the mid-60s to maybe low 70s. Our last one was $63,000 at 1% interest.
Have they always been around that amount? I mean, it seemed like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can ask for a lot more based on your ADM, but I've been told that if you don't ask for the full banana, you have a better shot of getting it because they want more schools to take part in it.
It's a five-year refinement.
And Ross keeps an eye on that for us and make sure that we're staying on budget.
Right.
We're still spending just our third common school fund loan. We're just finished saying that we haven't even hit the $63,000 one yet. So I'm trying to keep the technology guys with some funding so they can do some creative things.
So while the loan balance is waiting to be used, is it earning interest?
Mm-hmm.
Is that equaling the 1% maybe?
No. Oh, I wish it was. No. But if it was, it'd be arbitrage and then we'd have to give it back. So you have to be careful not to earn more interest.
But even?
You could be even. Yeah, there's a little calculation that Ross can actually do. But
some of those loans, you get approval, then you have to submit for disbursement too. So they don't advance at all at once. They don't want you earning money.
Yeah, that's true.
They're on to us.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot about that. Thanks, Ross.
Any other comments? Move approval for the permission to apply for the Common School Fund Loan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. So motion carries. So we'll go to 2011 budget calendar, Mr. Sloat.
Okay. That's first. Yeah. This. We look ahead to 2011. We need the budget calendar. Like Dr. Killian mentioned, there's some drop dead dates. You have to have it advertised. You have to have budget adoption and so on. You know, or you're going to miss out. So we kind of outline where we present the budget to you on August 18th. And prior to that, we get some information to you so you could review some of the forms and things. But that's our target date for the first meeting. And then we have to advertise it twice, have a public hearing on the 15th. At that time, we'd ask then that we'd adopt the CPF and bus replacement plan. You're not adopting all the budgets, you're just adopting those two plans. And then we'd have our actual adoption of all the budgets at October 6th board meeting. After that, we just go through the other steps to get it submitted and sometimes the end result varies. You might have budget approval by the end of the year, but you know, some one year it was April, so you just never know. So I think they're on track a little bit more than used to be. And part of it was they didn't have the assessed valuations completed,
right?
You know, so you couldn't get budget approval because you can't determine your tax rate without that AV. So, but I think last year it was more timely, so hopefully that's what we'd be looking at. So I'd recommend that this would be the calendar we'd follow for the 2011 budget.
Okay. Motion for approval of the 2011 budget calendar as described by Mr. Sloat.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Ratch. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll look ready for vote. All in favor of the proposed budget calendar, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, it carries. Transportation manual. Back to you, Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, we have the manual. There were some updated pages in there, and I'm not sure if you've seen this manual before. I guess you don't have the history on it, but this is prepared by, I believe it's Ronnie over at City Bus. I think it had her name. She presented it. And primarily the updates in there, they've updated some emergency contact numbers. There are some safety situations they updated. And there are some height requirements for drivers that were changed and some modifications like that. So there really wasn't a lot of change. And I didn't know if you'd seen the book before or not either, but I think we just asked that you would adopt it for this next year. This manual is presented with, you know, Ronnie.
Yeah.
You know, updated, made recommendation. So
I appreciate seeing this because I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah, this is actually the first time that I think it was submitted to you. I haven't been able to find it since I've been here.
Has it? Okay, I don't know.
I'm seeing something like this.
So it is a pretty good guide for the drivers. I mean, procedures and things like that. So it's really helpful for them.
Remain alert while driving. That's important.
I just have a question once we get a motion.
Okay, motion on the table.
Approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, second by Mrs. Springer.
Ross, on page 32.
Okay.
During office hours and after office hours, do you need to have the name Ken, or should that be you?
Now, good point. Was that supposed to be?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Ken Barnes? Is that what that was or not?
That's what I was.
I would guess.
Yeah.
And you get the
sometimes he doesn't always catch all the
names. Yeah.
I know. So. Let's adopt
it. Well, you know, we can.
Yeah.
I think Ross Miller is Ken.
Well, yeah.
Ross Ken Sloat.
Yeah.
Well, I was just more concerned about the phone number.
Yeah, we can spell Ross. Yeah. No, that's a good point. I
spell Rocky's name correctly, too.
Oh, that's right. That way I can
see we have the names added correctly, but not in the...
Right above.
Yeah, if you see anything through that, this hasn't this is simple to republish. So
yeah, we'll get.
If you shoot us any, if you see any updates that you think need to be done, we try to review it with our limited staff, but
no, you're
the budgets and everything.
Move approval of the transportation manual. We already have that. Any additional discussion? All in favor of this transportation manual with the minor changes that we'll make, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. We will adopt the transportation manual. Life and long-term disability insurance rate renewal. Dr. Killian.
Richard Sutton has been working for us, and one of the things that his company has been able to do, if we want to consider it, is reduce our LTD and life group insurance rates and guarantee those rates through 2013. And so I'm happy when insurance costs are down rather than up. It's not a huge savings, but any savings is a wonderful opportunity, in my opinion. It is a reduction of about 1.5% in total cost. And again, these rates are guaranteed through 2013. Doesn't mean that we have to stay with the company through 2013. We can always go shopping. But I think having a fixed cost on these two events would be very helpful for us as we move forward with working on a budget and trying to figure out fixed costs. And I have presented this to the negotiations team as well as the insurance committee, and everyone seems supportive of it.
Approval of the motion of life and long-term disability insurance rate renewal. Moved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion. Yes,
okay, I have a question. I heard on the news tonight, mm-hmm. just before coming over, that the state is recommending or is touting that if all the public schools and universities in the state would go with the state health insurance policy, it would, you know, be cost and a cost enhancement. But talked about how then the burden would fall more on the individual payer. What do you know about this?
There's a lot of discussion going on about that, and the issue that you have with 293 school districts, you have 293 contracts, yeah. So 293 different benefits basically established, and the same thing with universities. And the discussion is ongoing on whether or not if you took all 293 school districts and you took all the universities, could you not save money by pooling those resources? The problem that you have is which policy are you going to select for all 293 school districts and which policy are you going to select for all the universities? And so I think it's an interesting concept. We were on the state insurance plan with administration. We got off of it to save over $100,000. And that's just for our little corporation. So there are other school districts that I know that go off the state plan because they found better rates with insurance companies. I do think the larger the pool, the more you could save. But it would be very difficult, in my opinion, to get 293 school districts all to agree to the same plan unless there's some change in legislation that would allow for that to happen.
Do you see that in the offing?
Yeah, I think it depends on the elections in November. I think that if the Democrats that keep control of the House, I don't think so. I think if the Republicans get control of the House, there could be that possibility of that push of trying to consolidate everything under one policy.
Thank you.
It's time for the vote. All in favor of the long-term disability insurance rate renewal? Please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. It's pretty good anytime we can move in that direction on any kind of insurance these days. Information to the board. I think it's time to, I mean, one thing that Helen had given me, the ISBA Summer Board Member Academy, July 12th through 13th at the Indianapolis Marriott East Hotel. Short notice, but I know this is, I know you've given, yes, information on that. If anyone is interested in going, need to get to Helen as soon as possible so we can get signed up. And what's the deadline for it? I mean, considering it's 5 days
from now. 3 days prior.
Okay, so
we'll get an email from ISBA today saying it's not too late.
Okay.
And some rookies might want to consider that.
Yeah, Brian, I thought maybe to, if you have time on the short notice.
You know,
the
I got an email today, so. Okay. Got an email with the attachment.
These are,
I'm swinging a ball.
Really, I think they're really helpful. Yeah. Yeah, the opportunity to go to them, and you certainly can talk with other members of the, I think they agree with that.
But, and the fall one is really their major.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And when is that typically,
that's
Karen? Is it September?
September, I think.
I think
it's
September.
It was just an email, I think.
September 27th and 28th is the fall ISBA, and we're on the agenda.
That's right.
Ooh, that's right. We have to go.
We have been asked.
Check my calendar. I can't turn it on right now.
We've been asked to present twice.
27th, 28th.
September 27th, 28th. We've been asked to give two sessions on our referendum on the campaign. And there'll be two school districts that has been asked to do that, and West Lafayette was one of them.
Are we taking our wrappers with us?
We're taking our wrappers with us.
Oh, excellent.
We'll take everybody we can take with us. Also, just while we're doing information to the board, that there is a great possibility that we'll have the invitation to present the same presentation at the National School Boards Association.
Oh, wow.
And I'll know mid-August.
Wow. That's neat.
And that'll be in San Francisco. I know that's a killer for everybody.
And that's neat.
And that's our second presentation, if it happens. That'd be great.
And that would be in April.
That would be the first week of April, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Also, we've been asked to do a presentation in November at Northwest Indiana for the 16 school districts on referendums.
And you're going to be busy.
Yep.
Well, same old thing.
That's neat.
Other information to the board. The only thing, and that I'll be, we'll be talking about committees in the next couple of weeks. I'll be sending out emails, and I'll be certainly discussing with Diane. She and I will be having coffee every other day here for a while. We will try to get that in motion as quickly as possible. Dr. Killian and I will meet on Friday morning, Dick also before he leaves, to discuss some of that. Also, board retreat. I thought maybe a 3-day retreat would work. I'm just kidding. I think we have a need to do something as soon as possible. But I also know we have tremendously busy schedules. And I will please email me or call me if you want to do that on any ideas. I'm thinking maybe a couple hour meeting in the evening, actually, just to sit all and discuss some items and some goals and those kinds of things. I think we can do that. I do think that by next summer, even though we sadly think that this summer's half over, I do think that we do need to look at a more full-scale retreat where we could spend a whole day together. Just what we'd like to do. So anyway, I do think it's very important that we do this on a regular basis, and I think this is a group of folks that have excellent ideas, and I would like to share those. Okay? So you'll be hearing from me on that, certainly.
Would it be possible to coordinate that with some of the strategic planning? We do have a deadline coming up. Not too distant future on what the action plan is, or am I wrong?
No, there are deadlines. It's just we've got to get the action teams back together to clean up
until after.
And I was trying to do that in the summer, but with everyone's schedules, it's going to be a little difficult.
Yeah, that was kind of, I just wanted to see
how we talked about that. That will be in September. Go ahead, Jack.
Alan, I was thinking that if we're going to try to get people to participate in the September 27th, 28th, ISBA conference, taking some time at that same time, maybe the afternoon of the 28th or the evening for some kind of board is all involved in this. I don't know because I don't know everybody's schedule, but that's possible.
It's possible. Certainly. We'll be electronically communicating with you, and we'll try to get that figured out. We've had so much, it's been so easy to get everybody together the last few weeks.
Yes, it is.
So, but it is very, very important that we get that figured out. Personnel report, Dr. Killian.
Yes, I would like to recommend all the names listed on the personnel report that be approved. And one thing that we did to change on the title is transfers, not reassignments. It is transfers. And it's on page 2. So we got that cleaned up. Recommend your approval.
Other employment, should item number 3 move to transfer? Brad's got me covered over here. Okay, thank you.
Move approval of the revised personnel report.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer. Second by Mrs. Anderson.
Any additional discussion?
I had a question on page 4 and page 5. Mr. Ho and Mr. Polker both listed as junior high boys track head coaches. Is that an error?
Yeah, that's an error. And we'll get that cleaned up. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Polk is assistant.
Correct. Yeah, Polk is assistant.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When you have all those names.
Good night.
It was a big old list this time.
Yes, Brock was busy. But we're also thankful that we have all of the support that we do.
Mm-hmm. Any additional discussion? All in favor of the revised personnel report, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Personnel report passes. Accounts payable, our favorite time of the evening. Accounts payable vouchers.
Yeah, we have, you should have with your pack, the pay application. Looks kind of like this is just one sheet. The reason that you have that separate, it came in late. Before we could mail it out, and what it is to pay, you know, hand it down to Alan. It kind of relates to what they were talking about earlier with the boiler. Some of the equipment came in, and they want to be paid within a certain time. So this pay application, you know, I want to be able to pay it before the next meeting. And it's actually it's the contract with the DA Dodd, but the amount that we need to pay is $195,000. And $872, which kind of relates to some of the equipment on site. So they want to be paid for that equipment. We're not paying the full contract, you know, because there's other labor things involved, and there's retainage involved. So we're just, you know, they'll submit as they complete the work, and I have Larry sign off on it to make sure what they say is done, or we pay. That's what that is for. And then back on the voucher pack, I just want to point out, and I'm not sure how you've done this in the past, but I'm not going to go through a lot of it. I just want to point out one reason we're maybe a little high this month. If you look on page 22, we typically in June, you pay your semi-annual debt payments, all the debt service fund. Mm-hmm. So there's like $1.8 million of payments that were made in towards the end of June. And if you maybe noticed in some of the other funds, there were some other tax anticipation warrants that we paid back also, you know, because we got some tax settlement, and then we got to pay a certain percent back on those borrowings for cash flow purposes. So I don't know if you have any other questions, but I just want to point out those couple items.
Move approval of accounts payable vouchers.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Discussion.
This might be hard to answer, but I'll just ask the question. Page 18, Macklin Library Media. It says $672.28. It says credit from 9/12/06.
Oh, I'm sorry, what page?
Page 18.
Yes, sir.
There's a few 18.
First 18.
Oh, well, that would make this interesting.
It's the second 18. Yeah. Go from the back.
What fund is it in?
General? Yeah.
I'd have to look that one up. Looks like you got credit.
This is page 18, general fund. Which site is that?
That's right.
672.28.
Right there at the bottom. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I'll look it up and let you know.
Okay. Ross has only been on the job 3 days.
I understand.
So he'll be getting plugged into
And then over there on the next page, there was $4,462.25. It says notary, and then the amount says 50. So I wasn't really sure what that was exactly. Is it Nice Lukens?
Nice Lukens is our property and casualty insurance company. Okay. And they provide the bond, the notary.
The notary
bond?
Well,
the notary was $50, and then the Hansel County's, and then your workers' comp. You add all those up to the right down there. That should be that total.
Okay, I'm with you. Sorry.
Yeah.
I had another question about my solutions, and I that answers that.
Okay.
So then, oh, it was back on page 43 under SIM audio visual, and that's where those common school loan proceeds were coming into play for technology equipment. You talked about that earlier. Okay. I'm with you there. Mm-hmm. And then page 45, Indiana Department of Education refund of revenue, $5,011.98.
Yes, unspent grants that back 4 or 5 years ago, grants were not spent to the total. And Bob Channels, who's been working with us, has been doing clearinghouse. And you have usually 12 months to spend a grant. And there were some grant funds that weren't expended. And so we had to give those grants funds back.
That's a crying shame.
Yep.
That it is.
Yep. So that was back five years ago, Ross?
I think within, kind of accumulated over the last five, was old, I know, when he found it, because he was bouncing off those accounts. And
was it several grants kind of consolidated into that big number?
You know, there were some numbers here, some numbers there. We're just getting all of that cleaned up. And fortunately, we got some good set of eyes now that are cleaning up some, you know, kind of clearinghouse accounts that we've got to finalize and get off the books.
That's all I've got.
You need this one? Okay. All in favor of paying our bills and paying our accounts payable vouchers until I set it, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing none, as Diane always said, we will pay our bills.
Ross and I promise, as long as we're here, any grant money we got, we're spending.
I'll
share
that one with you.
Yeah. Board and superintendent reports, I'd like to just go around the table here because there's nothing, we've got a lot going on, but not necessarily meetings, but if that would work with you and Dottie.
The only report I have, just a reminder, the Redevelopment Commission is meeting July 13th. It's at that time by state law that they have to do the pass-through. So they will be doing that for our school corporation on that day at 8:30 at City Hall. I believe you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Anderson. We had negotiations yesterday. Just a quick little clarifying some language. We TA'd something, and it was a nice short meeting. I'm not sure how much we need to say. It was really nothing big. It was just a little
just work. Clearing up a notification timeline for reductions, of course.
Mr. Marley, any additional?
I don't have anything to add.
I have nothing. The annual park board picnic is going to be Monday, I think it's July 18th at noon, Shelter 4. You might have received a postcard, hopefully you did today.
Mine today.
And we're all invited to that. The Neighborhood Coalition is in the process of being reorganized as neighborhood presidents, and I had back and forth email as to why I had been on it, and they agree that it would be helpful to have a school board member continue to be on that to be able to answer questions.
Okay, that's a good idea at this point. Okay, go ahead. Foundation, report that we didn't have a meeting this month, but we'll be back in August. Certainly one of the things that is a focal point is coming up with ways to potentially fund our strategic plan. So that will keep that group busy for a long time.
Was there a meeting about West Side Story, or was that canceled? I saw the email.
It was set up for June 17th, and only Brad and I were going to be there, so we canceled it.
Okay.
Will that be rescheduled?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Brad to.
Yeah, we need to
say something.
Move on that front, certainly. Anything else, the board and superintendent? Dr. Pooley, anything? You?
Nope.
Communication from the audience, non-agenda items. Dr. Miller.
I would like to thank Linda Hope and Sherry Johnson, two of Happy Hollow's finest, for being here tonight.
both in support of, yes, thank you for being here tonight, in support of not only the district, but the school itself, ready to step in and welcome our new principal. And I have to say publicly what I said in my letter to the superintendent and the board, my time as principal of Happy Hollow School is one of the joys of my life. So I wanted to say that.
Thanks, Adam. Anything else?
I'd like to move for adjournment.
You have a name.
I have a name.
Second.
That will be.
You need to say future meetings first, and then say the
conversation. Oh, quit joking.
I'm excited about it.
Way ahead. Way over your skis.
I know that. That's why I'm just waiting to do that. 6:30 p.m. regular board meeting. This is on August the 11th.
Right.
Yep.
My gosh, what are we going to do?
That's when we have a marathon these last 3 days.
That'll be August 11th for the next meeting. We have a motion on the table, and we need a second.
Sorry.
Second. Oh, did I get on? Sorry. All right. This is Sauter and Mrs. Roush. All in favor?
Chit chat.
Say aye.
Aye.
Hey, we're adjourned.